Well, it's that time again. League of New Hampshire Craftsmen's annual fair is back. It's the 89th annual Craftsman Fair returning to Mount Sunapee August 6th through the 14th, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Miriam Carter, our good friend, the executive director of the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen, she joins us on our newsline. Miriam, happy summer to you, and thanks for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, we're going
to
celebrate the arts community again, and this is one of New Hampshire's big summertime events. It draws people from all over New England and the Mid-Atlantic states. They all come up here. It's the 89th annual Craftsman's Fair this year. It opens up Saturday, August 6th on the grounds of the Mount Sunapee Resort in Newberry and will run through Sunday, August 14th. I know you're excited about it. Some new things going on this year as well?
Yes, you know, we really have a great emphasis this year on a family event. For those people who have children who would like to learn about craft making it, we have a lot of hands-on events, demonstrations to watch. Many are free, some cost a small fee. My favorite new offering is a scavenger hunt for children. I've been dreaming of this with my staff for the past couple of years, and this year we were actually able to create it. So the kids will have a card, and they have to go all around the entire fair and answer some questions of the events that they witnessed and saw and participated in, and at the end of it, they get to pick a very special handmade piece that has been donated by our members so they can take it home as a memento. But the biggest takeaway will probably be this fabulous pin that we are giving to all the participants. So we're very excited about that. And, of course, the artists create new work every year, Mike, so we're excited to see what they're bringing this year. It's always a delightful first day when we get to see the entire show put together, and we're off and running at that point.
Yeah, a lot of new demonstrations going on this year, and you're focusing on kind of the future, the younger generation to get involved with the arts as well, correct?
Absolutely. That's our real initiative here, that we want to create the craftsmen of the future. And we do that by, you know, sharing craft with everyone. But if you can ignite interest and show people how to do it, and what I mean by that, we all, those of us in this organization, live our lives as artists. And it can be done, and the league can help people do that. So we want everyone in the state to know about us, whether you're a participant in the fair or a visitor to the fair or just appreciate the organization. We're here, and we're all about craft.
Yeah, introducing this whole idea of the juried arts to kind of a new generation of talent, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And we have an incredible partnership this year with New Hampshire Humanities, which is not part of the fair. But in the fall, we'll be producing some videos of master craftsmen that will be shared in high schools and in colleges, in fact. And we're giving curriculum with that so that we can start conversations around craft and handmade. And I think we're going to do a great job on educating the public and making New Hampshire an even richer place to live.
You know, we spoke to you during the COVID years, and of course you went virtual on some of those years. What did you learn coming out of the COVID curve, going back to this year?
Yeah, that's a really great question. First of all, I think my team learned that there were many silver linings to the COVID experience for many nonprofits, but especially the league. We had an opportunity actually to educate our members who were very gun-shy when it came to websites and online sales. And my favorite story is about an artist who was really timid and even to the point of setting up a website temporarily for the first virtual fair. The opening day, she wasn't ready to go. But a couple hours into that day, her site was launched. And from that point on, they've been selling a piece of pottery every day since that first virtual fair 2 years ago.
It's amazing. Great story.
Right.
Wonderful
yeah.
story. By the way, tickets for the fair for all of our listeners are available right online now at nhcrafts.org. That's nhcrafts.org. August 6th through the 14th, Mount Sunapee, 10 a.m. to 5, daily rain or shine. All sorts of great demonstrations. Food's available throughout the day as well. Just give our listeners the taste. If our listeners have never been to that part of the state, which is a beautiful area off of the lakes and the mountains there, what is it all about? Give us a picturesque idea of what that fair is all about.
Well, considering we've been around for 89 years, you know it's something to be considered as important and relevant. You drive onto the property of Mount Sunapee Resort, and you see probably 25, 30 tents of all different sizes. And once you get through the gate, which is expedited with an amazing ticketing system we have this year, you walk onto a property that you feel like there's so much to explore and so much to learn about things there. So we have 8 tents that are filled with craftsmen in booths, and they're all individual artists, and they're happy to talk to you about how their work is made, so you can learn about craft. And then you can also take in some demonstrations. And when you get a little tired, we have incredible food vendors this year, as well as adult beverages on the property for those folks who just want to take a rest and have a wine cooler. And there's lots of, you know, non-alcoholic, plenty of wonderful food, plenty of wonderful drinks, ice cream. It's a full day. Take advantage also of Mount Sunapee Resort's activities. The Adventure Park will be open, as well as the chairlift to take you to the mountain, top of the mountain. And you get a ride down if you'd like it as well. You don't have to hike down. So wear good shoes. Come hydrated. It's hot. And just plan to spend the day, because it's really too much to take in just 2 hours. And it's more than just a shopping experience. It's really an immersion into the world of craft. And what I need to say, it's a big fundraiser for the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen. We're here to support artists, and we do so by producing this event.
Yeah, it is a wonderful event. I've been there a bunch of times, and it's a great day to spend up in a wonderful part of our state. League of New Hampshire Craftsmen Annual Fair, back, full schedule, packed events, back to the way it was pre-pandemic. For information about the league itself, becoming a juried member or attending the fair, you can visit nhcrafts.org. It's August 6th through the 14th. The 89th Annual Craftsman's Fair returning to Mount Sunapee. Our good friend, Executive Director Miriam Carter, joining us this morning. Always good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us, and have a great, successful fair this year, and it's going to be a huge event. I know it. And based on the weather that we've had this summer, it's going to be excellent. I just sense it. It's going to be excellent, Miriam. Good luck
with it. Wonderful. I agree. Thank you, Mike, for having me.